Terry, who's calling us from Mount Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
Hi there. For a while now, I've been experiencing some heart flutter and various, arrhythmia-type symptoms. So I had a heart sound recording done that clearly shows some issues with mitral valve open and closure and fast rate, skip beats, high second sounds, et cetera. And the other valves have similar but not nearly as many issues. Sounds to me or looks to me like electrical activity. Do you have any ideas or suggestions on something like that?
Absolutely, sir. You're quite right at speculating, sounds like electrical activities. Now, there's an amino acid out there. Amino acids, as you know, are digested from protein. This amino acid is very unusual. It does not participate in building proteins, which nearly all the other amino acids do. It's known in scientific terms as the electrical regulator throughout the body. It regulates electricity in the brain. For example, little kids who are having seizures, they're put on a bunch of this amino acid and they have a whole lot less seizures. I didn't say none, I wish, but I did say a whole lot less. It also helps to regularize the heartbeat. I have worked with people who've had the irregular symptoms and they go on to this. I'll get to it, I promise. And they go on to this and they either have dramatically reduced or and sometimes they have them eliminated, sir. Now, what is this amino acid, this mystic, this really capable amino acid? It's called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and you can find that at the Toma Dispensary. You can find it in your local health food store. You can find it in your compounding pharmacy. Now, taurine, it doesn't participate in building proteins. It helps to regulate electricity in the body. Does it work? Yep, I've listened to a lot of people who've told me it's worked. How much? Well, here's an interesting other data. Namely, a multiple-country study with over 30 countries included. What they were looking for is how much taurine was in the urine on the average in each country. And what they found, sir, is the more taurine in the urine, the lower the risk of cardiovascular death. I am not kidding you. This is all in published scientific literature. And why it isn't taught in the medical schools is only because taurine isn't patentable. We know that story. So taurine can be bought, where I said, it comes usually in a 500 or 1,000 milligram. I'd recommend the thousands. How safe is it? Exceptionally. There's never been a death from taurine, and the only thing I've heard about is the occasional person has been hypersensitive to it, allergic, in other words. And under those circumstances, we just desensitize. They even do desensitization in regular medicine. But we have a way of doing it that gets over the sensitivity quickly. And the people I work with who have the heart troubles usually need anywhere from 2 grams total a day to 4 grams total a day, just like the kids with the severe seizures. And it is okay to go to more because nobody ever died and stuff. So there you are, sir. Taurine. Now, that's not all. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking taurine's also a cofactor in absorbing magnesium, which would be helpful as well.
Sure, a little bit. Now, the other thing, sir, is we all need to remember, and we know, but we have to remember to check with the doctor on this, that the heart is just one big old muscle. And sometimes, if a guy's testosterone or a lady's testosterone is lower than what is optimal, what do you know? The heart doesn't do so well. And so we get that person on some testosterone, and we make sure that they don't have this problem with turning too much testosterone into estrogen, because then it won't be so helpful. And that's a 1 in 3 thing, since the chances of type 2 diabetes are 1 in 3. So anyway, we get the guy's testosterone. We don't want it to go up too high. Of course not. What we want it to do is maintain a good, healthy level for age group. And there we are, sir. The taurine helps, and the testosterone can help if it's needed.
Sounds good. I'll give both of these a try. I've got an appointment scheduled for next month to have hormone levels checked. So,
yay.
We'll find out where that's at. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, sir. And thank you for calling.